I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA. I woke up this morning, got myself a gun.
Mama always said I'd be the chosen one. We learned that former FBI secretly investigated you and your colleagues. Why? They wanted to take President Trump off the playing field. They were playing politics with law enforcement powers and will go down as a historic betrayal of public trust. This is the kind of conduct that shatters the American people's faith in our law enforcement system. We will work to earn that back every single day. We are returning to our core mission of fighting real crime. While there is more work to do, I believe in 8 short months, we have made tremendous progress towards those ends.
That is our Attorney General Bondi appearing in front of Congressional Committee today and talking about how they have uncovered how much was going on behind the scenes in the Biden administration. And there was a lot. And part of it had to do with spying on members of Congress. This was not a one-time type thing for these guys. They put it in motion, and they intended to go ahead and do whatever they could. What were they doing, and why were they doing it? Well, they were targeting Senators Graham, Marshall Blackburn, Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, Josh Hawley, Missouri, Cynthia Loomis, Bill Hagerty, Dan Sullivan, Tommy Tuberville, as well as Representative Mike Kelly. The FBI, under the direction of Jack Smith, the special counsel, collected, quote, toll analysis data, which included call records, timestamps, origin, destination, but we're told not the content of the conversations. I don't believe that would be right. I'm convinced they were listening to the exact conversation. Why would you bother collecting that Marsha Blackburn was calling Tommy Tuberville or someone else? And just, well, here's a timestamp. We know she called him. Well, what did she say? Can I bake you a cake for your birthday? Or did they discuss something nefarious like the Biden DOJ and FBI are out of control? And they want us to believe that they didn't take note of the conversations. In other words, they didn't record them. Is that what they're trying to suggest? No, I'm not going to buy that. Take it down the road. Find a junk dealer. See if he'll buy it. And he won't either. And if he does, he's not going to give you anywhere near what it's worth. And keep in mind, all this stuff was being done. Why? Because they could. And they were getting away with it. Who's going to stop them? And they thought, no one will ever find out. Whoopsie. Whoopsie. Welcome to hour number 2, Larry Connors USA, October 7, 2025. And yes, this is the second anniversary of Hamas invading Jerusalem, killing 1,200, taking hundreds back as hostages, killing, raping, torturing as they went back, and still holding some. Talks are underway. Again, but still nothing except for the fact that to mark the beginning of this day as the anniversary, which is a high holy day for the Israeli Jews, Gaza, Hamas, fired another rocket into Israel. It hit in an area where nobody was and didn't do any damage, but that's the attitude you're dealing with. So here we are with the second hour of Larry Connors USA, where you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. I stress that because every hour you will leave with more information than you have right now. And if you miss any part of this program, this hour, the previous hour, you want to go back and pull it up, it's very easy. You go to News Talk STL. LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, or search any podcast outlet you want. As for Larry Connors USA, we are probably there. And I remind you, while we're on the air, we are streaming video, so you can watch the program. Very easy to do so. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. And, of course, Larry Connors USA Rumble, or Facebook. And also reminding you, you take your phone and you go anywhere. I don't care. Anywhere. Larry, I was thinking about I might go to outside the nation into an area known as California. Well, you'll still be able to pick us up. No, our radio signal doesn't reach, but you download our app, News Talk STL, absolutely free. Put it on your phone, and when you open it up, you will hear whatever we have on the air at that moment, which right now, lucky you, Larry Connors USA. Let others know about it. We have it set up where you can share that app to someone else so they can start listening as well. You are our force multiplier. We thank you. So again, this information being collected by Smith's team in 2023, and apparently all regarding the period around January 4 through 7, 2021. But again, all this was reportedly discovered by FBI leadership in response to an oversight request from Senator Chuck Grassley. And of course, then you had whistleblowers coming forward. Maria Bartiromo breaking it down for you again.
That is a bombshell, a revelation about the Biden-era FBI surveillance. Former special counsel Jack Smith was allegedly tracking the private communications and phone calls of nine Republican senators as part of his probe into January 6th. A declassified document released by Senator Chuck Grassley shows Smith and his so-called Arctic Frost investigation team tracking Senators Lindsey Graham, Marsha Blackburn, Ron Johnson, Josh Hawley, Cynthia Loomis, Bill Hagerty, Dan Sullivan, Tommy Tuberville, and Mike Kelly, among others.
Among others. That one phrase, among others, that means we still don't really know how big this thing is. Back it up. We don't know how big it's going to get. But we're going to continue looking at it. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson.
This doesn't surprise me. It should shock, it should outrage every American. Quite honestly, by now, it should be obvious to every American that it's not the Republicans that are a threat to our democracy. It's President Obama, it's President Biden, it's the radical leftists that have served and support them. This is outrageous, what has happened. We did not learn much. I appreciate the fact that the director and Dan Bongino notified us of this and briefed us. What we know is that this isn't exactly like the partisans that remain in the Justice Department, the FBI are voluntarily coming forward and confessing their crimes. This just happened to surface when the individual who initially got these records. In applying for recertification to this CAS team, listed this as an accomplishment. I'm proud of the fact that this particular agent subpoenaed eight members of the Senate and one House member. So again, that either shows just a complete lack of knowledge on the part of that particular agent or such a cavalier attitude inside the agencies that just no big deal.
Yeah, I believe that's really was the essence. Not a big deal. Jack Smith told FBI agents, I want you to start checking in on these senators and members of Congress listening. Well, I said listening. They say, no, we didn't listen. We just noted the phone calls they made and timestamped it. Why? And you didn't want to get anything more than that? Really? Come on. You got any property on Mars you want me to buy? Not buying that either. President Trump questioned about all of this.
Jack Smith, we just found out that he had some of your key allies under surveillance. wiretapping, finding their phone records, everybody from Tommy Tuberville, Lindsey Graham, Bill Hegarty, senator from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this? I did not know. Nobody had any idea.
A little while ago, I did. He was a sleazebag, Jack Smith. He was a bad guy, terrible guy, always went too far. He was a violent, horrible prosecutor, and he's paying the price. I tell you what, what he did to the lives of so many people, and he tried on me. This guy was a bad guy. And you know, the reason he lost is because he went too far. When you go too far, sometimes you get away with it, but they didn't get away with it here. Jack Smith was a sick person.
Yeah, and they thought they could go into the light and no one would bother them. Wrong. FBI Director Kash Patel announced today they're already taking actions in response to this baseless monitoring during the Biden administration. They targeted and abolished employees with a CR-15 squad. The CR-15 squad was set up by Jack Smith to investigate Donald Trump. So they've already terminated some. He said, we're cleaning up a diseased temple three decades in the making, identifying the rot, removing those who weaponize law enforcement for political purposes, those who do not meet the standards of this mission, while restoring integrity to the FBI. I promise reform. I intend to deliver it. He also later posted on X, transparency is important. Accountability is critical. We promise both. This is what it looks like. We terminated employees. We abolished the weaponized CR-15 squad. We initiated an ongoing investigation with more accountability measures ahead. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino responded and echoed it, saying, we will continue to deliver on these promises. You deserve better. Yes, we do. And those who did it, not just being fired. Now, if they were given direct instructions by Jack Smith or somebody above them to do it, I'm looking to cut some slack if they'll roll over and explain how that got played out. But if they were giddy and excited about doing it and anxious to create new ways to do it, no, you don't get anything from me. No pity, none. In the meantime, we've got federal agents fighting to do what they can to arrest illegals across the nation. Trump wants to put in more National Guard troops because the local authorities will not help.
Chicago is battling what its mayor calls a federal invasion.
We are unequivocally going to continue to reject the military occupation of our city. The Trump administration must end the war on Chicago.
Immigration and Border Patrol agents have set up shop here, on the street and on the river, snatching up suspected migrants who sometimes prove too quick. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson on Monday signed an order creating ICE-free zones, barring Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents from using city property to stage their raids.
Federal agents.
Also on Monday, Johnson and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker sued, asking a judge to bar President Donald Trump from sending hundreds of National Guard troops from Illinois and Texas to America's third largest city.
He clearly has decided to declare war on a great American city.
They're not declaring war on Chicago. You're stupid to think that. You're more stupid to think that if you say it, the people will believe it. I stand corrected. There are some more stupid, and they're using and buying it and ginning it up as, they're declaring war on Chicago. Are they bombing, targeting anything and everything everywhere? Nope. But again, Chicago Mayor Johnson.
And today we are signing an executive order aimed at reining in this out-of-control administration. The order establishes ICE-free zones. That means that city property and unwilling private businesses will no longer serve as staging grounds for these raids.
In other words, you're not going to be allowed to use public property. Well, the federal detention center is a federal facility, but you can't use the streets to lead the detention center to go pick anybody up. Is that what you're saying? You cannot step on city pavements because that's city property? That obviously is an attempt to handcuff and shackle ICE agents. And they're not only doing it in Chicago, they've been battling in Portland, Oregon.
Under federal law, Section Title 10 of the U.S. Code, the president has the authority anytime he believes federal resources are insufficient to federalize the National Guard to carry out a mission necessary for public safety. So it's important to understand that in Portland, ICE officers have been subjected to over 100 nights of terrorist assault, doxing, murder threats, violent attack, and every other means imaginable to try to overturn the results of the last election through violence. The most important point I want to make today is that the number one and two items in the GOP platform in 2024, were to turn back the border invasion and carry out the largest deportation program in American history. Since Inauguration Day, there's been an orchestrated campaign of terrorism and violence against ICE officers. Of course, we saw the recent sniper attack against ICE officers. They're publishing their families' photos online. They're threatening them with murder. They're threatening them with death. And they're physically attacking them in the street each and every day. And yet, shamefully, the mayor and governor in Portland and Oregon have refused to render aid, leaving ICE officers to street fight every single night against these terrorists.
That's in Portland. And we heard from the dispatch call from Chicago the other day when ICE agents saying they were being blockaded by those protesters surrounding their cars, not letting them move. He couldn't even get out of their vehicles. They were calling for help, and the Chicago police started sending units there, and then they said, hold, get near and just stand by, hold by, stand by until I get additional clearance. There was no additional clearance. They were then told, all Chicago police units leave the area. We're not going to be involved. You got fellow officers, federal officers in this case, saying we need assistance and help and protection. There's another reason to put the National Guard in place. And they're not going to attack Chicago. In fact, they will make it safer. Coming up, my guest, Sean Carney, CEO of 40 Days to Life, a strong anti-abortionist, talking about how Planned Parenthood centers are closing. I like that. And maybe young men, women returning to church. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington. Always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL.
Heat Bat Production. Heat got walrus gumboot. He got no sideboard. He want spinal cracker. He got feet down below his knee. Hold you in his arm, Jay. You can feel his disease. Come together.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest we've had on numerous times before. He is the CEO of 40 Days for Life, which is billed as the world's largest grassroots movement to end abortion. They've been very successful in proven track record of saving lives and closing abortion centers one way or the other. And now there's new developments. Sean Carney, welcome aboard again.
Glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Sean. I took a look and noticed that two clinics in Louisiana, as of today, Planned Parenthood shut them down, saying, we're mounting financial and political challenges. We cannot continue operating, and we've been here for 40 years. Now, I'm not crying.
I didn't think you would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Louisiana is Planned Parenthood free. They have no Planned Parenthood left in the state as of September 30th. Arkansas is the same way. Texas, I believe, will be that way in about a year. Look, when Planned Parenthood says they don't survive on abortions, they're lying.
Yes.
When you take abortions away, they close their abortion facilities.
But wait a minute, Sean. They claim they were there for women's health.
Yes, and they claim that abortion was only 3% of all that they do, which is like McDonald's saying, you know, putting the fries in the container is only 3% of what we do. And it's like, no, that's what runs you. So,
right. And now this will make Louisiana the most populous of just four states that have no Planned Parenthood locations. But there's more to do.
Yes. There's more to do. And also, you know, when you look at, if you can just say, okay, where are there no Planned Parenthoods? But then you can say what states are abortion free. And Texas is definitely the most impressive because we have the 10th, you know, largest economy in the world. We're one of the most populated states in the union. We don't have abortion. And the sun came up this morning. Women are not dying in the streets. The end of the world never happened. You can be in the West and not have abortion and survive just fine. In fact, you'll thrive and you'll help fix the demographic winter that we're in the West. So it's very exciting. We're seeing these trends, and 40 Days for Life has been most effective in more liberal blue states where abortion is celebrated because we're the tip of the spear. We're on the front lines in front of these facilities offering alternatives. So there's much work to be done.
Well, Planned Parenthood, one of the things they're worried about, as mentioned, reference Louisiana and others, that they might have more closures because of the Medicaid funding cuts in President Trump's tax and spending bill. Blame Trump.
Yeah.
Our credit.
Yes.
There's a thin line between credit and blame.
you just want to blame. Yeah, they want to blame Trump for everything. But this is good. Trump should take credit. I mean, they and Speaker Johnson, they defunded Planned Parenthood, and you know, showing they were so dependent on their income. The federal government was the largest stream of income. Out of abortion was a third. Federal government was a third, and donations were a third. The problem was they lost 78,000 individual donors last year. They lost 36% of their donations in 1 year. So if their own supporters, if their own abortion advocates, if their own donors are running from Planned Parenthood, why in the world should the taxpayer be funding them? And so, that's not Trump's fault. That's their fault that they can't go raise money like all other nonprofits have to do. We don't get money from the federal government. You go out, you share your mission. People like it. They don't like it. They give. They don't give. That's the world of the nonprofits. And they don't want to participate. They just want a handout from the government. And it's great. They're not raising money. They're not getting government funding, and that's why they're closing.
And if you want to have women's health, they claim that they offer mammograms. They very seldom do. And then on top of that, you could go to a lot of clinics and get women's health. I'm all about women's health. I have two daughters. I want them to have good, proper health care. But when you walk into Planned Parenthood, you're primarily going there to talk and maybe end up having an abortion.
Yeah. Yeah. You won't see a doctor at Planned Parenthood unless you're having an abortion. And in many states, they've deregulated that where it could just be a nurse or a nurse practitioner. So, no, it's not health care. It is abortion. And, you know, by the way, this isn't just a defunding issue. You know, when you stand out there and you're part of 40 Days for Life, or you have a pregnancy center that's next to a Planned Parenthood that has a huge impact, ask them why their flagship Planned Parenthood in Manhattan, of all places, the abortion capital of the Western Hemisphere, they closed that location last May. We had 13 years of 40 Days for Life campaigns outside of that, you know, massive Planned Parenthood in Manhattan, and they closed it. You can't blame Texas. You can't blame Trump. You know, they closed it.
And they walked away from their founder because it was obviously eugenics from the beginning.
Yeah, it was that facility is on Margaret Sanger Way, who said she wanted to eliminate the Negro population, which did not age well, by the way, as a quote. Look, if you love eugenics, abortion is your best friend. If you're a racist, abortion is your best friend. It is the greatest threat to all minorities is abortion. And that's why they originally wanted it. If you want to get rid of disabled people, abortion is your best weapon. And it definitely came from the eugenics movement. It's still eugenics is still the number one argument today.
No.
That you're just not going to have a good life. So we should abort you.
Now, obviously, in the states where they have been closed and they outlawed abortion, they still have abortion pills sometimes being shipped in, possibly illegally. So a lot of women that might be considering abortion have been convinced, if I just take this pill, acid will destroy the baby in the womb, and I just go to the bathroom and I release it. And some of them end up with numerous complications. But that's also why Planned Parenthood is not having people walk through the door to pay for it.
Yeah, and now 80% of abortion pills are still brick and mortar. So they're very. That's one of the reasons they're keeping some of these facilities open in states where they don't have surgical abortion. But a lot of states like Texas, Missouri, which they're fighting and we're helping defend y'all. You know, a lot of these places, it's illegal to ship the pills in or out of the state. But in places you're referencing where they're still doing abortion pills or referring for a surgical abortion out of state, it's detrimental. And we don't have accurate numbers on abortion pill abortions because a lot of them are stockpiled during COVID. And so it's really hard to know how many are actually, you know, taking these pills. But we do know from the numbers we have that the numbers are going down from 2023 to 2024 because the word of mouth for abortion pills is so horrible for what you said. You go in your bathroom in your apartment and you're traumatized when you pass the baby. So you tell your girlfriends, hey, you don't want any part of this. And we've definitely seen that.
Sean, I know you're on a tight schedule. We've got another interview coming up. I do not want to violate our time, but in the last minute or so here, I want to get your response from a report from Barna. That's a Christian research group talking about the State of the Church 2025. They say that commitment to Jesus among young people was lowest in 20 and 22 when it bottomed out at 54%, but now it's been increasing year over year. And in fact, it's not just young people, but 66% of U.S. adults say they have made a personal commitment to Jesus. That's a 12% increase since 2021. What do you have to say about that?
I think COVID was not good for people's faith, unfortunately, and that we're coming out of that and that it's a kind of a new day in America. And I think the alternative media is part of that. Conservatives on YouTube, things like the Daily Wire, getting away from the mainstream media and realizing you can believe in God and not be ashamed of it. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that those numbers are very, very encouraging, and they're going to go up, particularly in light of the horrible assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Yep, that's exactly what was going to be my next question. So I think we agree on that. Sean, again, CEO of 40 Days for Life, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for squeezing us into your schedule.
Thank you. Keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you. And keep protecting Missouri, buddy. All right. So let me break this down for you folks again in more detail. The Barna Christian is a Christian research group. The CEO says clearly, undeniably, is his wording, there is renewed interest in Jesus. Many people have predicted the growing irrelevance of Christianity, but this data shows that spiritual trends have a dynamism and can indeed change. This is the clearest trend we've seen in more than a decade, pointing to spiritual renewal. And he points out, this is the first time Barna, which is a Christian research group, has recorded such spiritual interest being led by younger generations, Gen Z and others, millennials. Part of that could also be credited to Charlie Kirk and what he was doing on college campuses for years before he was shot. He knew to reach those young minds in high schools, going first year into college, mid-year through college or midterm, whatever, get to them and have them re-identify and question themselves and the world. I do hope that continues. In fact, I believe it will. Coming up, the Interior Secretary is going to tell you about a new road in Alaska that's going to mean great wealth for our nation.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, shawrealtors.com. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more five-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend Bob Leslie and ask about the Gain and Retain plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Now this nation that I love is falling under. somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It's not just drill, baby, drill. It's mine, baby, mine with President Trump. And President Trump approved this Ambler Road during his first term. Biden reversed it. There's a methodology set in code where the President of the United States, if there's an appeal from the state of Alaska, which they did, they filed an appeal. President Trump made a ruling today. He agreed with that appeal. This road is now going to get built, as you said, a 211-mile road that takes connects to the Alaskan Hall Road, which goes up to the North Slope. It's going to allow one of the richest mining areas in the world, some of the richest deposits of things like copper, gold, silver, lead, gallium, germanium, that are all needed for us to win the AI arms race. This is going to allow those to be unlocked. This is going to be billions of dollars of value to Alaskans, Alaska Native Corporation. This is a win for America. And again, President Trump leading the way.
Absolutely. Interior Secretary Burgum, by simply opening up or creating this 211-mile project in Alaska, opening up and creating a direct linkage to the richest mining area in the world. It's been there. We can use it. Of course, under the Biden administration, they didn't want to do anything like that, did they? No, they didn't. Nor the Obama administration. I'm glad to see we're going to do it. It's not just drill, baby, drill. It's dig, baby, dig, and do everything you need to make the USA great and greater. Oh, for those of you watching our YouTube stream, if you're watching it live or now you're watching it, if it's after the program, you saw I kind of got a little animated as we were listening to that beginning song we had at the top. That song just stirs my heart every time. We got sucker punched by someone in the back, and now we're going to give it back to you. I love it. All right, now to a subject that is delicate, and yet at the same time, it's crass, and at the same time, Democrats should be walking away from this story so fast it would look like the Roadrunner running for the coyote, Wile E. Coyote. We're talking about the Virginia Democrat Attorney General candidate, Jay Jones. We've discussed him previously, but I want to give you an update. Now, Jay Jones, back in 2022, in text messages, referred to shooting the Republican House Speaker of his state and even his children dying. And saying he and his wife are breeding little fascists, so I wouldn't care if they died. Let them die in their mother's arms. Talked about putting two bullets, into the head of the House of Representatives leader at that time in his state. And this guy is running for attorney general? May I state it again? He's running for attorney general? So I guess if somebody did that, exactly what he preached as attorney general, I'd say, well, that's not a crime. He has since apologized, saying, quote, "Oh, I'm deeply sorry, and I take full responsibility for my comments." Damn right you do. You said them. Now others are saying, well, that was then. This is now. Virginia Governor Youngkin says, reject the insanity. Of course, Trump has endorsed another for attorney general, saying the Democrat attorney general candidate, Jay Jones, and his statements are sick and demented. Sick and demented. Another one said they should be disqualifying. I agree. But take note of this. And I hope this blows up in their face so big in Virginia. He has some nearly 200 endorsements from organizations, elected officials, and prominent Democrats, even outside his state. Let me tell you about these. They endorsed him before this information came out. Senator Cory Booker, former Virginia Governor McAuliffe and Northam, former First Ladies, Virginia Congressman Bobby Scott, and so on and so on. Now, they endorsed him before this information became public. But to this date right here in front of us, they have not rescinded their endorsements, have not said, we withdraw our endorsement. Not one of them. So they want to see his children shot down and die in their mother's arms. They want to see their father shot twice in the head. The attorney general candidate advocating that. And not one of you Democrats, you're so far left lost, you cannot step forward and have the cojones, much less what is respectful to say, this guy deserves nothing. It's absolutely not just shameful, it's morally bankrupt. I'm going to pull a Jen Psaki on you here. You remember when she was the White House press secretary, remember? In the early terms of Biden, they'd ask her a question. Well, I need to circle back on that. Well, I'm going to circle back on some of the stuff we were talking about earlier in the program, this hour and the last hour, and that is how Chicago mayor and governor are fighting against National Guard troops being sent in by Trump. Same thing in Oregon and in Portland in particular, where they're battling ICE agents night after night, and he won't send troops in to help protect them because the Portland police won't help do it, nor in Chicago. Chicago police were told to stand down. Do not help these federal agents. Trump is blasting them, saying everything they're doing is inflaming crime. And I would agree. Excuse me. It's inflaming crime. Trump said Pritzker and the Chicago mayor, they do not have it under control. Not only is it not under control, it's the opposite. And I believe they are afraid. They're scared for their lives. I think the people of Portland are scared. Texas Governor Abbott, of course, authorized Texas to send 400 National Guard to ensure safety for federal officials. But Trump said, you look at what's happened in Portland over the years, it is a burning hellhole. Then you have to judge that the mayor lost her way and pretends like there is no problem. Actually, she's not even saying that, he added. He said, there is a huge problem in Portland. And I'll tell you what the problem is. Crime, okay? It's a major problem in Chicago. It's called crime. We want to put out the crime. They want to inflame the crime. And why they want to, I don't know. Could be that Pritzker is scared for his life. I would have to disagree with Trump on that. I think Pritzker just believes he's smarter than everyone else. Plus, he has his own security detail. He'll be well protected. Would you like some additional National Guard troops around you, sir? When your own detail decides we're out of here? Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. They're not gonna help you. Illinois Senate Congressman Brad Schneider is accusing the federal government of trying to cause an insurrection to allow Trump to extend his dictatorial aspirations. Yeah. CNN host Jake Tapper said, so here in D.C., where Trump last deployed the National Guard, the numbers do show violent crime decline. It's down 36% in the last 30 days compared to last year, 27% overall this year. In other words, it was working, right? So we then ask, even if you don't approve how Trump is doing it, is there any way that that kind of assistance would be good for Chicago? Jake, you asked a legitimate question. Then you let the slime off the hook. He said, I'll tell you what would be good and what would be welcome. The president could release the $800 million he's holding for public safety, federal money intended by Congress to go to local police, local communities, help improve safety in those communities. We'd be working hand in glove with our local communities, local police. He's just puffing air. Yeah, the money's been held back. Maybe if you would step up and help ICE agents, you'd get it and you could do all of that and then more. No, we're not. We'll let our people suffer. We'll let them suffer. We want them to suffer. Want them to suffer. Otherwise, you'd be doing it anyway. Would you not? Would you not? Even if you're not getting the money, you'd do everything you could. And if the way to get the money was, let's help ICE out, would you not do that if you really care about your citizens? Or do you hate Trump more than you care for your citizens? Ah, there's the rub. Then you got Oregon Governor Tina Kotcek that we were referring to a moment ago, referenced Portland and everything else. She said, I know I've had criminal activity, the counter-protesters, arguments and fights with protesters. I think these demonstrations are perfectly managed by local law enforcement, as they should be. Why don't you put a stop to it? Managing. Yes, they have a right to protest peacefully. And if they're just shouting and walking back and forth with signs, so be it. But that's not what they're doing. Gear shift again. Like I say, we shift gears a lot. Trump was asked the other day about the coming Super Bowl and Bad Bunny. You ever heard of Bad Bunny? I hadn't either, neither had Trump. But Bad Bunny is a Puerto Rican pop star of some type. And Jay-Z has held the contract for the last few years to book entertainment for Super Bowl at the halftime. And she decided this year to bring Bad Bunny in, who's already claimed, I don't want to go. I might be picked up by ICE agents. Well, he's just making noise. You do know that. So Trump had some response to that. And also that new NFL kickoff rule, which I absolutely hate.
I never heard of him. I don't know who he is. I don't know why they're doing it. It's like crazy. And then they blame it on some promoter that they hired to pick up entertainment. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And while we're at it, I'd like them to change the kickoff rule, which looks ridiculous. Yep. Where the ball is kicked and the ball is floating in the air and everyone's standing there watching it. It's ridiculous. It's not any safer than the regular kickoff. I think it just looks so terrible. I think it really demeans football, to be honest with you. It's a great game, but it demeans football. Do you know what I mean by that? The kickoff rule, the new kickoff rule. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Maybe we could have Bad Bunny down there to kick off the ball or go down and retrieve it. Yeah, I'm not sold on Bad Bunny being the best halftime entertainment. But then this kickoff rule, this has been bothering me ever since they started it, what they call the dynamic kickoff. The intent was to avoid guys rushing full speed down the field, and as a guy catches the ball, going right into him, through him if necessary. Reducing injuries, particularly head traumas. I understand all that. But if you're going to play the game, you're putting yourself at risk one way or the other, either during the kickoff or other plays. Kicking team lines up at its 40-yard line. The ball starts at the 35. There's a 20-yard landing zone. And all the players, as the president said, just stand there watching the ball fly through the air until the player on the receiving end touches it or it hits that landing zone. Then everything can start, but they're starting at a closer distance. Can't get a full head of steam up. I don't want to see any players hurt, but I have to tell you again, if you're going to play that, just like bull riding, you're going to have possibility of being injured. Motorcycle riding. So there, I've named a couple things I've done. I did football, but I wasn't good enough. But my mind might have been affected one way or the other, right? So what did you learn this hour? You learn everything every hour, right? And don't forget our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.